We.
Listen, I've had multiple drinks. We can go speed golf anytime, dude.
We are live on the Side Quest, a very special Sunday golf edition. We're playing not from my computer, so that's good. We're playing from what the hell happened?
I don't know.
Taylor, come on, dude.
I got booted from the room. What do you want from me?
We're playing Mario Golf Super Rush as we talk about gaming and game news and all the other stuff. And yeah. Oh, I had to hit start, didn't I? Now it's my
turn. Yeah, he did.
Can I use my own character? Yeah, I'm going to use my own character.
Typical.
Should I? No. Oh, hey, Sam, your guy looks awesome. I got to say.
I like Dolly's guy.
Hi, welcome to the podcast. I'm Sam. With me today is Zach.
Hey. What's up?
Zach non-golfing quest.
I'm not golfing. I'm not out on the nine or whatever.
What the hell are you guys doing? And also Taylor Bliss.
Yeah, what up? I'm golfing.
He's golfing. And Sam Dixon.
Hello.
Again. And I'm Dolly Demoski, and I'm drinking a lot right now. As more
Dally, you also need to press the A button, please.
You need to choose your character.
I thought I hit the
oh my lord. All right.
Grandpa's going crazy.
Mm-hmm. I'm in golfer mode right now. And I brought the I brought some snack questing stuff too, so be ready.
Talkies are dangerous.
Not talkies today. Not talkies. Hey, it's Sunday. How you guys all doing? Thanks for joining us.
Another great week.
Another great week is over.
Oh yeah.
Hilly lies. Hilly lies. That's what it's all about. Hilly lies, baby. All right. So we're playing Mario Golf Super Rush, and we're gonna talk about all the fun stuff. I was gonna get into some news, but the big thing I want to start with is Zach with Disgaea.
Oh, dude.
Talk about this guy, Zach.
Dude, this has been like my last week. It's just me like hunched over my Switch Lite, just like watching numbers go up like crazy. It's been nuts, dude. I beat the story today, finally. I'm 80 hours into it, I think. Beat the story. It's actually a pretty cool story. It's different than what I was expecting. The Disgaea games have a way of like being like, oh yeah, we're being funny and haha, like, oh, we're a video game. But they also have this ability to be like, hey, this is kind of like a cool twist on like this type of story. Like, basically the main character is a zombie, and he's kind of stuck in like a time loop, and he's trying to save his sister, who eventually you learn is like the big bad guy's sister, and he's trying to figure out a way to like stop the time loop from happening. And him being a zombie, he's able to reincarnate and restart the timeline over and over again. Cool. And that plays into the gameplay. It's just like, it's just fun. I love when games tie mechanics into story. So it's just like fun to be like, yeah, we need to reincarnate again and get your and you have to raise your karma and use the karma to invest in skill points and blah blah blah. But I've been digging a lot into like how to break this game, which has been probably the most fun part. The demo.
I mean, that's kind of like the name of the game of every Disgaea, right?
Yeah.
You know, because even in previous ones, is there the Senate system in this one?
Yes.
Okay.
So the new mechanics that they've added besides like, so they've added AI that just kind of like plays the game for you, which I know a lot of people are like, why would you want a game to play itself? But it's like, it also is so complex to set it up, and you can do a lot of things on certain levels. And especially later on after like you get to the post game, there's a lot of levels that you can't just auto, because the AI is smart, but it's not that smart. Like, it'll eventually hit a wall, be like, we can't make any more turns. It's up to you to like figure out. So they added auto battle, a bunch of like nodes and like programming strings that you can do, which is crazy and way too advanced for me. And
I saw a screenshot of it, and it was just like, this is unintelligible.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I haven't played it for review, so I didn't get to like actually feel it in my hands, but it looks way more than what is probably necessary.
It's like, when standing here, if character is here, do this or this, then like it branches. Like, if player is less than 50% health, do this, lift this, do this, go here. Like, you can just do that over and over again, and it's just like goes and goes and goes. So it's gonna be, I'm interested to see what people do with it. But it's way too like above my head. I'm just like, whatever. And then there's this thing called a juice shop, which is super cool. At the end of every battle, you bank XP and mana and like points to build into your characters. So eventually when you have to reincarnate a character to make them stronger, they lose all their resources that you have to use to like buy into stuff. Uh-huh. So having this juice bar, you're able to reincarnate your character, go back, and it makes the whole process a lot simpler instead of having to go and grind and get the mana and the karma and blah blah blah. They've made the grinding systems easier, but they've inflated the numbers to such a huge degree where it's just like, it's insane. Like, it's, they've doubled the level cap. They've the damage cap used to cap out at like 999 trillion, I think, is what it capped at. Now it goes even above that. And it's just like, why? But you like need to bust past that level to even do the end game stuff. Like, I've finally hit a wall. Like, I've been playing for 80 hours straight, constantly just like grinding, like going up levels, getting things. And now I'm at the point where I need to like invest in my weapons and do weapon dungeons, because each weapon that you get has a dungeon inside of it that's randomly generated. The more levels you beat, the more powerful the weapon gets. So I'm doing that right now for one of my characters, and even their armor does that too. And then even you have to like farm these stats, and it's an unintelligible mess if you don't know what you're looking at, which is
the weapon dungeons were always like the most ridiculous part of it, the whole thing to me, because all of a sudden you're like doing a story, and then oops, I spent 30 hours inside a weapon dungeon, and then you replace the weapon.
That's definitely fun.
It is good, actually.
But now having auto grinding makes it easier. Like, it's like, cool, I'll just leave this while I go to bed, or while I go cook, or while I go do some errands. Like, you can have the game play. And you have to unlock different speeds. Like, it starts you out with 2x speed. Eventually, you have to get votes from the council, which is another mechanic. You have to get votes from an AI council to get approved to do things in the game, like an actual government body that governs like how you play the game. So, and if they don't approve it, they can just say no. And
Sam,
then like,
no.
Yeah, Sam.
Too much.
He really wanted to hook it.
Yeah. So basically what you're telling me is this game could last forever if you really wanted
yeah.
to.
It seems like, yeah.
Yeah, dude, it's like the earlier games where you had to like manually grind these things out. Like, I did a whole team of 10, and it took me 3,000 clears of one map to get my character's max. So imagine doing that by hand and not autoing. Like, so it's like the amount of hours that you used to have to put into these games, like 400-500 hours, you even get like a max like team, is out of the window. But instead they're like, okay, let's just add these like crazy ass like stat squishes and reincarnations, and it's a mess, but it's like it's a fun mess too, because the game is meant to be broken. Like, they want you to like fuck it up like crazy. There's this guy I've been watching on YouTube who he just has the demo that came out, and the demo is only the first two like chapters, and he has like 180 hours in the demo, and he's broken the shit out of it. Like, he has everything maxed. Like, he's like, I found out a way to max every stat, every character, blah blah blah, just on these two levels. And it's just, I was watching him to like min max my builds, and
just go. It's nuts. So I'm really excited to see what the community does when they get their hands on it in 2 days. Mm-hmm. So I can maybe like copy them, because I'm kind of stuck. I'm like out of my league here. I need some help. Yeah, because I want to beat the real final boss that you unlock after you beat the game.
So there's a real final boss in the game?
Like, yeah.
That sounds like it's very typical of a JRPG.
So you beat the final boss and the credits roll, and then it's like, hey, you unlock the real game. Like, that's basically what it says. Like, oh, okay. So then that's when you start grinding everything. But it's fun. Like, I'm a sucker for gacha games, which is kind of is. Yeah. It's like a grinding gacha, like, phone game.
Which is funny. I wonder if there was any correlation, because, you know, Disgaea did also put out their actual gacha game two months ago, and not saying that obviously that they're not co-developed. Yeah, like an actual mobile gacha game. It's pretty good. I played it for 2 days and then stopped. But I did that for lots of gachas. I just wonder that if there was any, you know, talk between the teams that were like, hey, you know, what about this idea? This idea.
I think there has to be at some point, but I don't know. It's this game has such crazy stat inflation I've never seen before in anything ever. Like, it's just, it hurts.
Even other Disgaeas?
Yeah, dude. No, they're even bigger. Like, it's like they just like uncapped everything, so it's just huge. Like, my like character's like main health stat is maybe like 400 billion health.
So you go and you fight the boss, how much of that HP do you need to win? Like, are you getting chunked for like 30 million a hit?
So the main story bosses, I just one shot every single one of those.
After grinding.
Yeah. But then after the end game stuff, I fought like the first thing, and like these like chumps are just hitting me in like two or three hits, and I'm like dead. So it's just like, okay, there's even further beyond, and there's another brick wall I need to break through here, and I have no idea how to even approach it.
Almost.
So yeah, it's like I need to beat the DLC maps that come out in 2 days, and I don't have the stats for that. So
is it free DLC?
I don't think so, but they gave me a season pass, so
okay.
It just came with my code.
Yeah.
It's such a hard game to even like recommend to people, because it's like
it's a lot.
It's a time investment. Like, even being leveled up as much as I was towards the end of the campaign, I was able to see like moments where I was like, oh, this is definitely a moment where they wanted you to like grind it out. Because there's even story moments where the characters are like, you need to do this mechanic for your characters to get stronger. So they intentionally have it built out to a certain way, but I just did that already beforehand. It's just a bunch. I'm trying to think if I would recommend it to people, because I really wouldn't.
You would recommend it to a Disgaea player, right?
Yeah, like to a Disgaea player. It's like, dude, like, play it. Yeah, it's awesome.
So, because the first Switch Disgaea, was that 5 that came out?
It was
first?
Disgaea 5. It was Disgaea 5 ported, and then they brought in the 4 remake. And 1,
right?
Yeah, then they brought in the remakes. 1.
Yeah. Got it. And I re-downloaded 1. The remake of 1, just to like, oh, maybe I'll go back and play. And it's like, no, I can't. Like, it's way too slow. Like,
oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, because it's like, I'm used to going at 16 times speed every fight. So it's like, now, like, okay, I have to manually move this guy. Oh god, like, I got.
I mean, they can never go back, right?
Yeah.
How can you? after you've given like the drip feed to the players of this?
Well, I think it's like each game they kind of push their idea for the series further, and they eventually they just now hit like a launch pad. It's like, now what's the next auto battling mechanic that you can add in Disguise 7, like in 10 years or whenever it comes out, because they take forever to make these games for obvious reasons. but I think the downsides of it, besides this, the stat squish and everything, is just kind of like the performance issues are kind of like, it's kind of bad. But that's not really
that's a Switch issue, though.
Yeah, that's a Switch issue for sure. Because it like drops into like 20 frames a second, maybe, if you keep it at like optimal, like at like pretty mode, where like it's supposed to look good and it doesn't look good, but still slow. And like you have these 3D models that are animating, like, because that's what 3D is for, to like show the animations going. And you have these like monsters who have like wings and like tails and stuff flapping around. It just slows down the maps. So you have these like cubes flashing lights and changing panels, and it's just like the game just shits itself. So you need to turn it down to like the 200p, like ugly, like someone smeared like popcorn, like their popcorn fingers on your glasses, like looking game, to even get it to like work well. And that's a deal breaker for a lot of people. It's not for me. I don't really care. The 3D models are okay.
I didn't realize that was putting shit.
But yeah, a lot of people I've talked to that are fans of the series don't like the 3D, and I get it, because it's like the games used to have these amazing pixel art characters hand and drawn. Art and stuff, and like hand-drawn characters, and now it's just these like 3D models that look okay, like they look fine, and they animate well outside of cutscenes, and cutscenes are just very like frozen there. And they sometimes move, and it's like they'll like bend over to be like surprised, and that's it. Like, so it's a very budget decision for whatever reason. And there's even moments in the story where they're like you need to die and your brain's deteriorating and blah blah blah, and the character's like he'll just like hunch over and be like, oh, and it just doesn't get that hit that it needs to for the story.
It's just weird to me, because like, I, you know, you're,
oh, what was that?
Oh, Sam, no. Sam, why? Oh, the first, because you know, this is the first one. Do you know what other consoles is coming out on currently?
So in Japan, it's on PS4 and Switch, but it's not coming out for PS4 over here. Apparently. Just a lot.
Is the Switch only in the NNA?
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind. I was going to make a whole thing about like high res consoles, and never mind. It's now useless.
Yeah. I mean, it might come to PC at some point, like 2 years, or PS5 maybe, but you know, it's on PS4 in Japan, but it's not coming over here. So
how'd you get that shot, by the way, just now? Is it the L button for the,
yeah, okay. It is.
He just hit it really hard.
Just hit it really hard. I started playing this game 20 minutes before we started
playing. So fully prepared, by the way.
Fully prepared.
But yeah, I mean, okay, so there's another game I've been playing that's also like a niche title, which is
Guilty Gear. Impossible, you? Drive.
Me, a niche title?
Yeah, a niche title?
Guilty Gear Strive. Like, it's a fighting game. I could talk about the design of this game like all day. Like, the character designs like are amazing. Like, you can tell who's who from like just like a glance. It's like amazing characters. But the cool thing about these games, which a lot of people don't know, is the story mode for these games are 5 hour long movies. Like, each game is a movie. The story mode, five hours long. It's fully animated cutscenes of the characters talking, and like, and you sit there and watch it. And it has this crazy ass lore written by the guy who does the music, the director, he's the writer. It's his brainchild, and everything's inspired by like metal music. Like the main character is based off of Freddie Mercury.
Oh, cool.
So this is like everything's a reference to like rock music, and it's just nuts. The bad guy's name is That Man. That's his name, That Man. So they're like, let's go find that man, because they don't know who he is. So I just call him That Man. But yeah, that's really all I want to talk about, I think.
Okay.
We're talking about it, or since we're just talking about Guilty Gear, the I saw some rumors about Sony possibly looking to pick up the developer of Guilty Gear and several other what they typically call anime fighters, which is Arxis. That's, correct me if I'm wrong, right, Zach?
Arxis, yep.
Arxis, Sony. I'm just making sure that I didn't dream this up.
No, you didn't. It's a rumor going around.
Okay.
There's been a My Hero Academia fighting game rumor by them.
Yes, I've heard about that too.
For a while. So it kind of lines up.
Yeah, so I
own Funimation. So
yeah, exactly. So that's what people have been saying. They own Funimation.
Own Funimation.
Well, they own Funimation. They own Evo, and you know they tried very, very hard in the PlayStation 4 life cycle to establish and solidify the PlayStation 4 as the console where fighting games are played on. And even though they didn't own Evo at the time, you look at anybody that was playing, Street Fighter V, Dragon Ball FighterZ, it was being played on a PS4. So they're, it certainly seems like they're trying to make that happen.
And they oddly enough, Sony is the people who funded crossplay for Street Fighter V.
True.
So which is weird, like, considering the leaked document regarding their their policies.
So, but I like if it came out that Arc System Works was bought by Sony,
the tree. Fuck. I cannot believe that got hit by the tree, dude. Sam hit into the tree. I fucking coward.
Do it, Sam. Sam's almost gonna get a good shot. Both you and I.
No, that's because Sam's a coward that won't hit it into the sand trap.
Hey, look, my last hole went 5 feet in front of us there at the start for some reason. That's true.
So I've been watching a lot of footage of this game over the weekend, and like, it doesn't look as good as I thought it was gonna look.
No, it looks just like to be honest. It looks like Wii level of visual.
Well, I mean, it looks at what you remember as Wii level. Yeah. It obviously is clearly better than Wii. But
I guess 'cause we're looking at the Miis, that's likely it. Yeah.
But Sam,
good recovery.
I mean, you think about like what,
yeah,
just like how good, Odyssey looked and felt to look, and how good Breath of the Wild looked and felt to play, and you're like, why not this too though?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a completely reasonable, expectation to make.
Yeah. Well, it's like I was watching Kyle Bosman from game trailers. Twitch.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He was playing it, and
I didn't realize that was his affiliation.
Yeah, well, he was Game Trailers, and he was Easy Allies, and he left to do his own thing.
Gotcha.
But yeah, so he was playing it, and like the camera like shifted to this angle. There was just like a mountain that had like the worst texture like I've seen in a while. Like, why did you like choose to turn the camera to face this mountain? Like, you could have done something completely different. It's just strange. Like,
yeah,
but it's a golf game, maybe would be the excuse.
But I mean, like, it's, you know, at the same time though, you know, it's a golf game, and you live and die because the local environments is like all that's there, right? Yeah. It's very, you can, it's very easy to
explain. It's very, yeah.
Well, I will say, after playing some of the adventure mode and some of the different modes, you can end up in really, really, really weird places on the courses. It's definitely not fully predictable, but still, they're pretty encapsulated. And I think that you still end up going back to the same circular argument of looking at Odyssey, looking at Breath of the Wild, where, again, it was pretty open. You could go just about anywhere, and it still felt more alive than this.
I think Breath of the Wild, I mean, I don't think it's that much of a looker, but like
agreed.
Graphically, but it's from an artistic standpoint,
right.
It's like it does a lot of lifting.
Yes.
This has no style to it. It's just like, hey, right. here's some like
yeah, I mean it, the fidelity is actually feels kind of like almost in line with Breath of the Wild. It's just that, like where am I getting the character? It's like, yes, the Mario characters are here, and that's obvious because they look the way that they do. But what else, other than inserting those characters, what else is bringing me into it? Because honestly, they're really, for at least, I mean, I'm like only 2.5 hours into the adventure mode, but there's nothing there that's like, wow, I'm in a place where Mario would definitely exist. No, what it is, it's the real world where it feels like I'm in this weird multiverse where Mario happens to be a golf professional with superpowers. That's what it feels like, which is fine. It's just, you know, where's the like really kooky shit that I want to feel like I'm just like in something that I would never get anywhere else.
Yeah, it's just like cartoony Tiger Woods, which is not what I want.
Yeah, well, and they've talked about what is it? They
mentioned kind of what I want.
The free DLC and courses that are coming, and like this shot they always show is it's New Donk City or whatever, a golf course.
Oh yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So right.
Like maybe some of that stuff is coming, right? Because I even felt like I've played through like the first chunk of story, I guess. But there's like, yeah, there's really nothing that's like, oh yeah, this is a space in Mushroom Kingdom. It's just a golf course, and you know, where am I? Thwomps and coins and stuff like that just hanging out in the distance, or even like those hills from like New Super Mario Brothers U, because that was in the GameCube version, I want to say.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nice recovery.
Imagine a Mario Kart game where you're racing on Forza tracks. Like, that's
right.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's a perfect example.
That sounds kind of cool, actually.
I mean, it does, except that, like, also, like, but also you don't style it at all like a Mario game. You still, like, you still just leave it flat.
Like, there's a house in the background that looks cool, but it's like, why isn't that closer so I can look at it?
Also, why isn't it, like, Princess Peach's castle, or why isn't it, the, you know, like, it's that kind of shit. Why didn't I like walk out of the castle from N64 and be like, yo, we absolutely need you to do golf immediately? Like that's what I don't get.
By the way, did you know we have the Lynx in the backyard?
Yeah, exactly. No, but seriously, it's just like, okay, so we just released Odyssey. Odyssey is not like, you know, Odyssey is, how long ago was Odyssey? 4 years?
4 years.
4 years,
right?
Yeah.
4 years. So it's like, okay, I think we can incorporate Odyssey and like be okay with it. So like, why am I not getting like a fucking call from New Donk City that's like, we need you on the Lynx now,
Mario? Now, shit.
The story starts with like, you know, the birthplace of golf from the Mushroom Kingdom. This place you've never heard of before.
Yeah.
Dude, imagine they just add a Breath of the Wild map, but it's just like the whole map and like the whole.
That would be way imagine. Like. Imagine. Also, awesome. Also, it is, and like this is, of course, the same thing that everybody has ever said. But I'm playing cartoon golf. Why is there not very good mini golf included? I don't understand. I do not understand.
Dude, the Rugrats game on the PlayStation 1 has the best mini golf game ever. And like Mario Golf on the Switch doesn't. Like,
it's weird, dude. It's just weird. Mm-hmm. Yeah, give me good mini golf.
Like, dude, there's a freaking like wizard in the main story. Like, come talk to me when you get the bronze medals. Like, that's cool, but it's just gonna be another like, hey, here's like a desert. Like, okay.
I am interested to see what happens when I get all the courses, because I do want more of the courses. I only have Sam. I think I have the same as you, the three.
Nice shot, Sam. Coward.
And they they unlock some cool modes. The rush golf actually, or the speed golf actually, is legitimately excellent.
It's kind party. Of fun, yeah.
It's excellent party game style stuff.
Is that where you can beat people up?
Yep.
Yeah. You can run into them and they drop their coins, which is basically tied directly to their super meter and that kind of stuff.
You can draft off of them.
Yeah. And you draft off of them, running. which is like Mario Kart, which feels it feels so good, actually.
Yeah.
It's one of the best features.
This just makes me want the Super Monkey Ball remake, like, now, so I can play those, like, mini games. Like the one where you're going down the big ramp and you gotta, like, fly and land on a little target. That's what I want.
You would want that.
Dude, those games are very good.
Well, so I think this is part of the problem of, this is like a Mario Golf conundrum. Because how many on console Mario Golfs are there really?
N64 and this.
N64, GameCube.
Was there one on GameCube? Oh, yeah.
There was. And everything before that was like NES, where it wasn't really the true NES stylistic. It wasn't the true stylistic Mario Golf that most people think of. So the vast majority of Mario Golfs that people think of were on handhelds.
Yeah.
And what happens is that when they translate and then iterate on a handheld version, those games start to feel really impressive because your reference point is a console game. So when the last entry now is a 3DS game where they had 18 holes after DLC, it was 18. That feels like huge. It feels really big. And they haven't made one of these in 19 years. And I think that's part of the reason why it fell flat, is because you just were translating it, or the last iteration was this game that felt really impressive because you had condensed what essentially was a console game down onto a handheld. And, Switch is always going to be compared to whatever the previous console game was, not the previous handheld game was.
Yeah, and I mean, promising DLC and stuff is nice. Like, obviously,
right,
you want support to your games. But like when that's like your leading thing of like, oh, don't worry about it. Like,
don't worry, we're set. Here's the thing is that after the backlash that Camelot got after Tennis Aces, they had no choice, because Aces was a really slim pickings.
It really was
launch
mechanically
game.
It was nice. Mechanically, it was fine. The story mode was neither here nor there.
It was fine. I think I beat the story mode of Tennis Aces in like
couple days.
Oh, I mean, it was 2 days across, like, but it was like 2 days across two play sessions. It didn't take me 24 hours. It took me like 6 hours, but that was just because I didn't feel like playing it for the rest of the day after the first hour.
When's the next Mario Strikers, man?
That game needs to happen.
I'll tell you what. If Camelot is making it, I want them to not add DLC to it. I want them to just take their fucking time and make it, because like the drip is just kind of miserable.
It's probably Next Level, right? Because Next Level made the other one.
Oh, did they? I'm actually not familiar. I'm gonna admit I've never played a Mario Strikers game.
Oh, they're fucking good.
They're fun, man.
Yeah, great games.
Am I dreaming this, or is there a Mario Hoops game? Is that real?
That was Mario 3-on-3. That was developed by Square Enix, I believe.
What the
really?
Hell?
Yes. Really? I think Zach was in middle school when that game came out.
Dude, I 100%
It's a sports game developed by Square Enix and published by Nintendo for the DS in 2006. Mario Hoops 3.
Yeah, dude, I was in the sixth grade. That's when YouTube first started, and I was all up on there.
I got married when that game came out.
When was it? 2006, you said?
2006.
Yeah.
Nah, I was still in high school.
Uh-oh.
No. I'm gonna pretend like I was in college. It depends on what month you're talking about, though.
Oh, so close.
Wait, so does that mean? Wait, speaking of Square Enix, did any of you check out the World Ends With You?
No, I downloaded it.
I was going to mention that. No, I have to check that out. Yeah. They're only released it on PS4 and Switch, right? The demo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did they release it on PS4 as well?
Yeah. Yes.
The demo? Okay.
The demo is out on both. And your progress transfers to the final game.
Sweet.
Cool.
And then there's also the demo for what's the other RPG that's coming out?
The Chaos one, or did we already talk about
Final Fantasy? Oh, you kidding me?
No, it was the on Switch. There was another demo that was on Switch.
This guy has stakes.
Yes, that's it. Yep. That's it. How another did you know?
Where you're, Monster Hunter. Monster Hunter Rise, whatever.
Oh, Stories.
Monster Hunter Stories 2, nobody cares about that game.
Because I might actually. I've heard, I'm actually hearing some pretty decent.
I'll tell you what. I mean, I've become a Pokemon hater over the years because of the way that Game Freak is.
That you heard has,
no,
Game Freak. I think heard us, man.
This is I the feel, last poll. Just a heads up.
Oh shit!
I feel like the longer that you've been playing Pokemon, or at least this is my opinion, like the OG Pokemon players are split into two groups: the people that played it and loved it, and then grew. Disenfranchised by it, and the people that grew up and loved it and refused to do anything other than love it forever.
I love Pokemon cards.
I mean, I still have Pokemon cards. I'm not still buying them, but I still have them. But it's just like, man, those games just don't do anything for me anymore.
Well, it's like I play them every year and I'm like, Pokemon.
So you're telling me you're part of the problem.
Yeah, I'm definitely part of the problem. But me not buying the game isn't going to do anything. So it's like whatever.
What if it did though?
You need to convince about 2 million other people not to buy it.
It's like I play it every year with my friend, and we talk about it, and like that's it. But I love Pokemon. Buy it anyway. Yeah, and well, he's like a pretty like. Adamant, like, Pokemon's good still. I'm like, okay.
I mean, here's the thing. Is that, like, it is, right? It's not all of a sudden bad. It's just...
It's, like, you, here's
you
the,
know
here's
the resources that are there.
Here's the thing. You know the resources, and you play other games, and you realize, like, like, they can do a lot more, and they don't. And they just keep making the same game they've been making for 25
he's hitting
years.
That tree. He's hitting that tree. Goodbye, ball. Goodbye, ball.
But it's like,
you're still gonna lay on the fairway. You suck.
Just play Shin Megami Tensei. Like, just play Persona. They're Pokemon, but better. Like, that's literally it.
Trade Pokemon for demons, and you're good.
Yeah. Like, and
okay, let's hit this
I think Shin Megami Tensei 5 launches in the same month as
Sandtrap.
Sandtrap.
Goodbye.
The Diamond Pearl remake.
Yeah.
Bunker.
Well, I mean, here's the thing: is it like it pisses me off that they are clearly easily subsiding based on the fact that they are remaking older, debatably better Pokemon games.
Right.
Yeah, dude. Diamond Pearl's great. I love those games. That's why I'm gonna buy it. Like,
which ones are one to buy? Is it Diamond or Pearl? Is it which one was the better one back in the day?
I mean,
they're the same generation, so they're the same.
Yeah, game. I know. I'm just saying, with everyone always has a preference about which one to get. And
Platinum's the best one. That's like the best Pokemon game ever.
There you go, so. Taylor. There you go, Taylor.
I had no choice, dude.
Yeah, I think the real litmus test coming up is going to be that Breath of the Wild style Pokemon
Arceus.
Game. Like,
dude, Arceus.
If they can't deliver the sort of like, here's the problem: they're not going to deliver what people expect of that game.
No.
It's just going to be an open world game, and then you're going to catch Pokemon and play it exactly the same. Like that's all it looks like. It's just it's an open world game. You know, you're not going tunneling through certain environments to catch your Wooloo here and your bigger guy over there. It's it's you're just going to be running around.
Yeah, same. I feel that way about Wooloo for sure.
It looks like a Unity game, dude. Like, you know those, like, fan games people make? Like, dude, if Nintendo made games like this, oh, my God. It looks like that.
People don't actually know what they want. So yeah. Number one thing is they have no idea what they want, and no matter what they get, they will be unhappy about it.
Mm-hmm. Especially Pokemon fans. That's like you can never win with Pokemon fans. It could be the best Pokemon game ever, and people would be like, "This is the worst game I've ever played."
Yeah, it could be Pokemon Let's Go, and people will hate it for some reason.
I mean, Pokemon Let's Go was just a weird remake, Dolly. I mean, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't bad. It's just like, it was just another weird remake.
I fell asleep playing that game.
By the way. I get Let's Go because it was a remake that was meant and oriented for people incoming brand new into it.
Or people who never played that original one.
Yeah, sure. You have to look at the number of Switches being sold and be like, okay, there's definitely people here that have never played the original Pokemon. Here is a completely brand new take on how to do it.
I will say it's great with kids, like 7-8 year old kids. They like 6-7-8 year old kids absolutely love it because of the you throw the actual Pokeball and it reminds them of the cartoons and stuff, and so
I just was thinking about Pokemon, obviously, but the thing that's like really like frustrating is you can tell in the mainline games when they experiment with something like, hey, let's make this game a little bit harder, like let's like challenge the players, let's have a story that's actually good and like questions the morals about catching Pokemon and like what using them in society is like.
Fuck me.
But then it's like the next game's like that never happened. We're just gonna go back to
pretend like that doesn't exist.
You can't jerk me around like this and think I'm gonna be happy about
it. There's a reason why people constantly talk about how good Mystery Dungeon was.
Yeah,
sure.
But anyway, I can't leave the talk about Arceus behind because do you guys remember that trailer that they showed?
Shit, it sucks.
Oh, I can't not talk about it because what I need everybody to understand is that there was multiple people that chose every single second of footage that went into what they played. And there was a clip. It does not matter if it was a far away background image or not. They put in imagery with background Pokemon running at like 18 FPS, maybe lower. And it just doesn't make sense. And it makes me very, very concerned about everything because multiple people looked at that, saw it, and said, yes, put that in the Pokemon showcase. We're going to put that in the Pokemon treehouse.
Part of me thought that they just like, okay, like we have this, we've been working on this thing for 6 months. We got to put it out there because like, you know, we've got our anniversary, we've got this, and
dude,
like,
cut it 4 seconds shorter.
Yeah.
Don't include that part. That's my big thing. That's my big thing.
Show this part right here and be like, okay,
right, this is anything. This is still cool.
Yeah.
It's like, oh wow, this is really all right. I got our it's artistic. I think I must have been watching this with you guys when this came on. There's no way. Maybe. I think I was watching it with you guys.
I think we didn't watch it together, but like the initial like we had our first talk about it. Like, look at this dude. Oh my god. Like, okay, I don't so know like the, look
again.
At it. Like,
no.
I'm
this is all
my
this,
eyes.
This is that's fine. This is like whatever. It's like, okay, Breath of the Wild Pokemon, fine. I mean, the biggest issue here is that it looks almost too much like Breath of the Wild because it's going to make every time everybody's going to think about Breath of the Wild. Right, exactly. So like that again,
like
that's
Unreal Engine game, man. Like,
it kind of looks Unreal Engine-ish. So like, oh, that's right there. That was it. That's the scene. So I just cannot. I cannot fathom. All right, it's coming up. All right, so they do the battle, and then she's crawling. She's crouched. Look at the background Pokemon. I cannot believe. I just can't believe that this made it into it. This is.
I almost wonder though if they're gonna go for some artsy choice, like that frame pacing is deliberate. Because if you look at the fight that takes place right before that, like the animations on whichever character, or I don't know the Pokemon names, Like their frames are kind of a little bit weird like that too. And I wonder if they're going to go for this motif. Listen, I'm not trying to defend them. I think
Sam, I pray to God.
Dolly, yo, play this clip I just posted. This is what this game looks like.
What do you got? What did you post?
Play it.
I know exactly what clip you're talking about. I've watched this before. All right. Well, while you guys play this clip, I'm going to go grab a drink.
That's what this game reminds me of. It's like people post this video and say, Nintendo needs to make games that look like this. This is what that game is.
Mario Kite. Yeah.
Oh, dude, it looks so real. Like,
yo, the Switch Pro could handle this for sure.
Look at that. Wee!
Wahoo! I'm so glad we're getting the debut of the first Switch Pro gameplay of Mario Odyssey 2.
Oh, dude, whoa. Yeah, that's what every time I see Pokemon Arceus, whatever, I'm like, dude, it's this game.
Yeah, but the grass looks better in this demo than it does in Pokemon Arceus.
I can't wait until we see a 2 or 3 minute chunk. Like if we get a Nintendo Treehouse or something like that, to show us some of that footage, because that game is what scheduled currently for February of next year.
End of January.
Oof. Yeah. What do we think? That's a delayed title.
Definitely, because if they launch that near, Breath of the Wild, that game's dead. Like it doesn't even matter if you're Pokey, you're going to be a Pokemon game. Like you're going to get shit on Twitter, and that means a lot. Actually,
no, but you see, Breath of the Wild 2's in the sky. This is on the ground.
So what's weird to me is just that, like, with how valuable Pokemon is, and how many resources they theoretically should have available to them. That it just still remains that way, Pokemon as a whole. And because Nintendo clearly has an immense amount of talent available to it, considering the games that they produce in Breath of the Wild and Mario Odyssey, among others. And name one other. Hold on. Let me look at my games. I mean, honestly, I would say Super Smash Brothers. Because that shit's incredible. I mean, I've been playing more for a second, I got really confused because Super Mario Party was on my Switch and I did not want to list that. And that was because somebody brought that card over to my house. And I'm very glad that I forgot about that. But honestly, Xenoblade Chronicles 2, although that's technically Monolith, but still, that's directly under Nintendo. Yeah, exactly. I mean, so it's like that can't be discounted when you look at other titles that are coming out directly under Nintendo's purview, because they're not made in vacuums. Now, granted, I don't personally know about weird inter-office politics that occur in Japanese dev studios. That's mm-hmm. never been something that I'm privy to. But
the idea that
they're not directly transferring shared knowledge there is completely bizarre to me.
I think it's because Pokemon isn't a Nintendo IP. It's Nintendo doesn't own, it's just hey, we're gonna put
You're right. It's technically Nintendo, it's Pokemon Company, which is a three-way split between Game Freak,
yes,
Nintendo.
How were they?
I don't remember. Dally's gonna Wikipedia for us right now.
Yeah, I think there's just some boneheaded guy. I'm not gonna say his name. Who's a part of the Pokemon Company that just won't take help or won't take advice or.
But you guys want to play the Pokemon MOBA Unity coming out, right?
Yeah. No.
Oh yeah, no, I don't care about that. I don't care about that. Here's the thing: is that I'm definitely out of touch with a lot of current Switch players and current Nintendo players, but I find it impossible to believe that I'm also alone in this feeling of I don't care about that, and that's got to be a bad thing because there has to be other people that are at least somewhat similar to me in that regard.
Dude, I...
Because 10 years ago, I would definitely care about that.
Mm-hmm. Adding twin stick controls to a MOBA changes, because like I played, there's like some MOBA game that got put on the Switch and I was killing it, dude. Like I was straight up ripping.
God, what was that? I played that too.
Arena of Valor?
Yes, either that or Vainglory. Yeah.
No,
it was Arena of Valor. I think it was Arena.
So, yeah. I was straight up Valor. Ripping dudes, like just like killing them. It was like, these people don't know how MOBA works, but I do, so I'm gonna win. Like,
well, and they're lucky that they're getting that out before Wild Rift makes it to consoles too, because that game's gonna dominate any MOBAs for consoles.
Well, let's be real. The Pokemon one is it gonna be on anything other than Nintendo Switch?
Is it coming to mobile and PC also? It's going somewhere else too.
I think it's on mobile for sure. So I've seen like betas of it.
Yeah, because I want to say Switch is coming out in July, and then the other versions are coming out in September or something around there.
But is it going to be on other home consoles other than Switch, the Pokemon MOBA?
No, it will just be on Switch. Yeah,
that's what I mean is that, like, you know, they're not going to be, that's not going to be competing for eyes from a console perspective in a significant way.
No, yeah.
But I don't think that they're necessarily concerned about the PC player base, if I had to guess. Hmm. Which we can disagree with them on that choice, but I just don't think that they care. They should care, but I just don't think they do.
I wonder who's making that game. Is it just Pokemon Team?
What's it called?
Pokemon Unite.
Is it just like, is there like an actual like group of people that know how these games work making it?
Well, yeah, I mean, maybe they reached out to somebody else since, I mean, Pokemon Timmy Company Studios. Is obviously okay Timmy, yeah. with
Oh, a subsidiary of Tencent. Oh boy, here we go.
Okay, so it's real.
It is, yeah. I mean, it's the people. I mean, it's the team that made Arena of Valor
and Call of Duty Mobile. Yeah, so they know what they're doing. Yeah,
yeah.
This game is gonna rip it up.
A Pokemon Call of Duty game. That sounds actually kind of interesting.
Yeah, give me a Squirtle holding an actual gun. What's now?
A game that's so cool, Craftopia or whatever, that looks awesome with sweatshop monsters. That looks cool.
Oh.
That's a Pokemon game.
I want a Poke Brawler where you're actually beating up humans for capturing you all the time. You're actually breaking out, you know, you can rescue other Pokemon. You know what, let's real quickly, what else have you been, so Zach, we know what you've been playing. Taylor, what else have you been playing besides Mario Golf?
It was pretty much Mario Golf. I got roped into playing Dota 2 the other night. I promised my friend. So I used to be a pretty bit. I mean, as soon as you delve into the world of people that play Dota 2, and I would say like, oh, I used to play a bunch of Dota 2, and be like, oh yeah, what do you got, like 3,000, 4,000 hours? Like, no, I only have like 1,200 hours in Dota 2. Sorry, guys. But I played it a lot in like 2014 through 2016. And then all of the people that I played with were West Coasters. And then I got a real job when I was waking up early and they all wanted to play at like 9 p.m. Pacific. And I was like, I literally can't. I have to go to bed. So I kind of just stopped. And I played on and off like three games here, three games there. And so we got a 5-stack last night and I jumped back. Dota 2 is still just one of those amazing games where it's just like, if you get five people that all want to play Dota 2 and can tolerate each other, even if they're bad at a video game. I just watched two people that I played with last night just jump into Dota 2. There's just nothing like it. I've played pretty much every major MOBA that's out there, and Dota 2 is for me still something that is very, very particular. It's special. So yeah, it's just really that, and